CWD. Getting ahead of the spread. Chronic wasting disease affecting deer and other ungulates in BC has been a topic of extreme concern since the first positive case was discovered in the East Kootenays in January 2024. To date, there are 4 known positives with a potential for more to come given that most samples from the recent hunting season are still to be analyzed. Of the 4 known cases, 3 are within 10 kilometers of Cranbrook. We still have an opportunity to get ahead of the spread, but we need to act now to reduce the risk of CWD spreading more broadly, to stop the prevalence from growing to uncontrollable levels and to take meaningful measures to ensure the sustainability and health of our ungulate populations. As a wildlife and habitat conservation organization, we have been actively involved in CWD mitigation plans to date but are now concerned that the government is not moving quickly enough to get ahead of the spread where known positive clusters are being confirmed. Despite the prevalence level, a percentage of cases per sample size showing a positive result, of positive cases falling within the government's level of acceptance, 2% positive per sample size, we are adamant that sampling should continue with increased vigor. For successful mitigation and to stay ahead of a province-wide outbreak, we need assertive action from the relevant government agencies. To achieve success in managing CWD, the ministry needs to establish confidence and buy-in with the public. Actionable plans need to be transparent and forthcoming. These plans need to be proactive instead of reactive and need to include increased sampling in not only the immediate area, but in neighboring urban deer populations also. This idea may seem unpleasant and unnecessary to some people, but the alternative is to witness the town deer suffer a slow and agonizing death, and it won't take long before the whole population is affected and decimated. We encourage British Columbians to reach out to their elected officials and to the Wildlife Ministry to show your support for the mitigation of this potential pandemic here in British Columbia. We must seek out the answers and determine the next steps regarding when and who will be implementing them. There are far too many examples of provinces and U.S. states that have failed to stop the spread, so let's advocate for continued proactive diligence. Not just for the benefit of hunters, but for everyone who enjoys nature, and of course, for the ungulates. Let's get ahead of the spread. Kevin Pedrosky, East Kootenay Wildlife Association. Is Cranbrook ready for a large-scale CWD deer cull? With the discovery of the 3rd and 4th cases of chronic wasting disease, CWD, in deer around Cranbrook, the province must take decisive action. This involves making the difficult decision to cull more deer to provide wildlife health biologists with better data on the disease's impact on deer herds. This strategy has been developed collaboratively with First Nations, regional stakeholders, and experts from across North America. But is BC prepared for a large-scale CWD deer cull? As the director of our foundation, my role includes gathering cutting-edge science and best management practices from experts and making this knowledge accessible to Canadians. We know that CWD is fatal once deer contract the infectious prions, which can be spread through saliva, urine, feces, and blood. Infectious prions can attach to plant material and remain viable in soil and water, posing a risk to other deer. Additionally, prions can be spread by scavengers, including crows and coyotes. New York State is the only jurisdiction to have eradicated CWD from wild deer, 2005. In a recent interview with a wildlife health biologist from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, I learned about best practices for handling potentially infectious materials. 1. Culling was conducted by professional shooters, mostly at night, with carcasses handled by professional teams. 2. Deer shot in the field were placed into sealed bags and then into sealed plastic totes to prevent spreading blood or other materials during transport. 3. Hazardous material containment cells, commonly used in emergency spill response incidents, were utilized in the sampling facility's hot zone to contain any blood. 4. Access to the sampling facility hot zone was strictly regulated. 5. Vehicles and equipment were decontaminated with sodium hydroxide. 6. After sampling, carcasses were sealed in 55-gallon drums and placed in cold storage. 7. Deer that tested positive were securely transported from cold storage to an incineration facility. The high level of caution is necessary because any lost blood or fluids can become infection points for other deer. Uncontrolled access and contamination of shoes and vehicles from the sampling facility's hot zone can make a CWD sampling and testing program a potential vector for spreading CWD to healthy deer, especially when the facility is near where deer live. All deer harvested in the CWD management zone in Southeast BC are concentrated at drop-off locations and then transported to a central facility in Cranbrook. Before any large-scale cull takes place, we must ask, is BC's CWD program implementing these best management practices for handling potentially infectious biohazardous materials? The last thing BC citizens and First Nations want is for the CWD control program to become the cause of spreading CWD within the region. Mark Hall. Mark Hall is the director of the nonprofit Blood Origins Canada Foundation and host of the award-winning Hunter Conservationist podcast. The foundation's mission is to convey the truth about hunting and conservation in Canada and is headquartered in Cranbrook, BC.